Well, the British say scones. We say scones. But no matter what you call those British pastries served at afternoon tea, they're tricky little devils to make. And that's why our correspondent David Leet reached across the pond to talk with cookbook author and winner of the Great British Bake Off, Ed Kimber, a.k.a. the boy who bakes. They talked about the proper way to make, serve, and eat a scone or a scone.
Ed, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So, Mr. Kimber, can we please talk about scones?
So, was that a vague English accent there?
I thought it was pretty good. It's not vague. It's my Downton Abbey.
Kimber was good, but then he kind of trailed off.
Fell off. Mr. Kimber. So, obviously, scones are scones. And
yes.
And you are the scones king, I would say. So, can you talk a little bit about where do scones come from? We think of them, obviously, as British, but where do they come from?
They are kind of definitely British, but there is a debate on where they traditionally actually originate from. So a lot of people will say they actually come from Ireland, where even people in this country would assume they come from the south, so either Devon or Cornwall, mainly because they're so associated with there. But there is also one other argument. There's actually a place in Scotland called Scone Palace, which is where traditionally our monarchs went to be crowned king or queen. And because the name is exactly the same, it's said the same, there is a theory that they also come from there. But they are definitely seen as a Celtic thing. To the Brits, the scone is something almost kind of peasant food. It's very humble. It's very lightly sweetened, sometimes with nothing else in it, just a very light sweet bun, often with just some dried currants or raisins. So it's a very humble thing in this country. And it's just something very, very common.
Okay. And how about American scones versus British scones?
I would say the way I think of American scones is that they've taken the very humble British scone and they've kind of added elements to make it not better necessarily, but a little kind of richer and more extravagant. So with buttermilk and lots more kind of tasty ingredients like chocolate or blueberries or anything like that.
Whereas so we zhuzhed it all up.
Effectively.
When would you eat a scone in Britain? Your humble version of a scone.
It's definitely kind of an afternoon tea kind of thing. If you went to an afternoon tea at any hotel in this country, you'd be guaranteed scones. It would come with jam and clotted cream. It isn't something you necessarily have as a dessert, but it's not a treat either. It's something more every day. Because it's not that sweet and it's not kind of filled with heavy buttercreams or chocolate. It's a more light product.
And savoury scones, what place do they hold?
I think to Brits, scones are almost the same thing. They're stuck in their head as the old-fashioned, almost the classic. So savoury scones, you can find them, but it's much, much rarer. Apart from a cheese scone, you can find those in kind of supermarkets. But generally, you don't see savoury scones very often. It's more of a riff on a classic.
Okay. And you have a version of a savoury scone, don't you?
I do. I quite like the American-style scone just because it gives you a good flexibility and you can kind of almost put anything into it. So I do a lot with kind of cheese and ham, and you can put mustard in there. You can basically go, you know, if this sounds like it'll taste nice, you can put it in a scone. You can play around in all different ways.
I love the idea of mustard. A dry mustard, I'm assuming?
Yeah, you could use mustard powder or you could add a little bit of, you know, English mustard or French. You could add whatever you want, really. A little mustard powder just with the flour would be delicious.
And then so talk to me about what makes a good scone, texture-wise, taste-wise, ingredient-wise.
They're so simple in ingredients. It would be flour, sugar, salt, butter, and then some raising agent, some baking powder. So really, really simple. And then just milk, maybe an egg. Egg tends to make it slightly richer. But for me, the key to the texture of a scone is it should be really, really light and tender. And that comes from how you make them. So I remember anyone who baked as a child was always taught by their mom or their grandma that to make a scone, you have to have a really light hand because you don't want to work the dough too much because it ends up making it tougher. To me, the way I learned to make scones originally was from my mom. It's how I started baking full stop. I was on a show in the UK called The Great British Bake Off, which has actually just, I believe, just started airing on PBS.
Yes, and it did.
When I finished the show, I was very lucky to be invited to go and work in a kitchen in a restaurant called Le Manoir, which is a two Michelin star restaurant run by a chef here called Raymond Blanc, who's kind of one of those chefs to the UK who's been around forever. Everybody knows him, very well-regarded chef. And I worked in their pastry kitchen for a few weeks, and I learned a very different technique to how most people at home make them. So, you know, generally you would rub the butter into the flour, kind of if you're making pie dough, and you'd rub it in until it resembles kind of a breadcrumb mixture, which is the same. But you would then very briefly bring it together into a dough, and then you would stop touching it as quickly as possible and then cut out your scones. But the way I was taught was using a technique called chaffing, which I'm still not sure is the true word for it, but basically...
What is that?
Well, it's a type of kneading, but it's the lightest possible kneading you can do. So you're not stretching the dough, it's more of a fold. So you're trying to just incorporate a little bit of tension into the dough and also lots of air. And then you cut out your scones as you would do normally, but then you leave them to rest for about an hour. And what happens
is it's
a hotel technique, so it gives you a different look. And what happens is, because you allow them to rest and you've given them this light knead, they start to ever so slightly spread and they get a rounded side and it looks just a little bit more refined. It's a slightly trickier technique, and it goes against a lot of the rules I was taught as a kid and a lot of other people get taught as children on how to make them. But it gives you a very kind of professional, polished look to them.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Will you share the recipe with us?
Absolutely, yes.
All right, wonderful. Well, Ed, it's been a pleasure having you on the show, and I hope to talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.
Ed Kimber's blog is Boy Who Bakes. David Leet is publisher of Leet's Culinaria, lccooks.com. Now, Ed gave us his recipe for a classic British scone. It's at, you know where, splendidtable.org.